This year's 40-mile caribou hunt provided the opportunity to kill two animals and attracted much heavier than normal participation and ATV use, including on and along the Bureau of Land Management's non-motorized Pinnell Mountain Trail.
The damage to portions of the Pinnell Mountain Trail, it's not acceptable.
BLM Fairbanks District Manager Jeff Beiersdorf says rangers were overwhelmed by the number of hunters who showed up on machines for the state hunt in the mountains off the Steese Highway last month.
Hundreds and hundreds of hunters out there.
Beiersdorf says despite other demands, including search and rescue calls, nearly 50 ATV-related violation citations were issued. Another 200 riders were verbally warned, and roughly 1,000 were otherwise contacted. Beiersdorf says both education and enforcement efforts were primarily focused on the 12-mile and Eagle Summit Pinnell Mountain trailheads, but many hunters didn't start there.
Some of the users ended up accessing the trail further down on state lands and then drove ATVs up onto the trail.
I was surprised about the lack of regard for the land use restrictions.
State Department of Fish and Game Fairbanks Area Wildlife Management Coordinator Doreen Parker McNeil emphasizes that ATV use is generally outside of Fish and Game and the State Game Board's purview.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game can only put on motorized restrictions to control harvest.
Parker McNeil says other motorized access issues are relegated to the BLM and State Department of Natural Resources, which both manage lands in the Pinnell Mountain Trail area. Diana Leinberger with DNR's Fairbanks office says not all the damage resulted from willful action.
If you didn't start from either one of those trailheads, it is difficult to know where you are. And if it's foggy, and my understanding was that it was pretty rainy and cloudy and foggy up there, during most of the hunt, it can be difficult to know where you are, but that is a hunter responsibility to know where you are.
Leinberger also maintains that some of the damage is a matter of perspective.
So some people who hike that trail, they might see that damage and say, oh, this is terrible, this is horrible. While others, maybe who use ATVs more often, might say, well, it really isn't that bad. It's still passable.
Leinberger says upcoming meetings will bring state and federal managers as well as hiking, hunting, and ATV group representatives together to talk about solutions. But
we don't have any definitive answers right now.
That has been a head scratcher.
Eric Troyer publishes the online Interior Trails newsletter.
I'm not exactly sure what can be done. I've been trying to figure that out because I want to let people know what they can advocate for.
Troyer says at this point he's just been telling people to express their concerns to the agencies, all of which say they've heard from the public. The BLM's Beiersdorf says his agency is committed to repairing the damage to the Pinnell Mountain Trail, but adds it will likely take years. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.